Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in
the world.
Cause you made it.
Crazy place. Where'd that 20 come from? It's only 7 after the hour. What are you going to experience today? What will you experience in the new year that you have not experienced in the old year?
Snow.
Births, deaths, snow. Snow. You're in Los Angeles. Snow?
It's happening.
Oh, will you stop? Somebody sent me an email yesterday, thought that I was rude to your mother.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. That was from my mom, probably.
Oh, was it? Really?
Yeah. No. Oh, she thought she was so half asleep. She's like, what did I say? I said, I don't know.
I didn't think I was rude. What was rude about it? We were talking about Shakespeare. Jennifer's mother is an expert in Shakespearean literature, and there was a story floating around yesterday that the real Shakespeare wasn't really Shakespeare at all, but somebody who took a nom de plume, a pseudonym, and changed the course of literary history, perhaps. So Jennifer's mother has been touted as a Shakespearean expert, lived for a year in Shakespeare's house, found Shakespeare's body, knew all about Shakespeare. I thought, it's a cool idea. Let's call her up. And then during the course of the conversation, we had several fun moments, I would say, even though she was asleep. Mm-hmm. I was teasing her about Shakespeare, and then we get into Shrewsbury's and sandwiches and all that other stuff. And so somebody said that all I was trying to do is impress my girlfriend with how smart I am. Where did that come from?
That's very funny.
It is funny. People are so funny. Anyway, so, and that's why, you know, we have a good time here. Jennifer Horn, who is loved far and wide. Ken Kessler, loved far and wide. Doug Steffen, once in a while. Maybe there's a little far and maybe there's a little wide. So we are here at your service at 888-302-3684 as we review what's going on today, what's happened this past. You know, it gets so stuck, though, in this, this is the story of the year. What was the story of the year? What for you is the story of the year? Maybe that's the question to ask. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, Kenny. What for you? What went on in your life? I don't want to know, unless you have no life, that the most important story for you was Ebola. Yeah, well, how did that affect you?
Well, if you had Ebola.
If you had it, then it'd affect you. But there isn't anybody listening to this program, I'm going to guess, that's got Ebola or been connected to it. So, what is there that has gone on in your life that has been important, earth-shaking news within your circle, whether it's your family, your friends? What has happened to you, with you this year that really has been significant? I can look at every single headline, and I'm going to bet you there have been very few of these headlines that have affected you personally. Yeah, they're fun to talk about. But what is it that affects you? I'm looking, for example, at the story of the 2-year-old boy who killed his mother while they were shopping. The child reached into his mother's purse. She had a concealed weapon, and when he reached for it, the safety wasn't on, he pulled the trigger and she's dead. Now, that story seems intriguing, important, I guess, to a certain extent. It shows you how ridiculously foolish people are with weapons. Why wouldn't the safety have... Isn't there a safety on every single gun that's manufactured? Am I right or wrong on that?
I don't know every single one, but I know the majority of them sure do have it.
But if you buy a gun, let's say, wherever you buy guns, gun shop, etc., is there a law in most every state or a federal law that requires that guns... I thought there was a requirement that they had to have safeties. Does that apply to pistols, to rifles, to all sorts of... weaponry? I will tell you that I don't know. I'm happy to have you tell me. 888-302-3684. My conclusion at the cursory look at this is that there probably would be no one dead if the safety had been on that gun. But I'm not a gun owner. I belong to the NRA.
And never it's hard to play that game because you never know.
Which one? What do you mean?
The play. What if game? If the safety had been, I mean, I don't know. You can play that, but most definitely you can.
If the safety was on, she wouldn't be dead. I don't think you're playing a game. I think that's the reality, isn't it? What am I missing?
We just don't know the circumstances. All I'm saying is that you go back. What I'm getting at
find
is you
out
can't
if,
always
whether
go,
or not.
What if? You know, what if this? What if that?
Well,
I mean, the thing
but
is
we can't hear. You can do it here because if it had a safety and the safety had been on, the woman wouldn't be dead. That'd be my read on it. Yeah, the what if thing. What if the safety had been on? I get your drift, Jennifer, and I agree with you. You don't know. But I'm just saying in general, as a warning to people who have these guns and they put them in their pocket or put them in their purse or whatever, if you're carrying it, you put the safety on. Now, somebody's going to come back to me and say, perhaps, well, if the safety's on, how can I make it work fast? I don't claim to know, but I'm sure somebody's going to figure it out. As a matter of fact, Mike's in Maryland. He wants to help us out here. Mike, Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. Concerning the gun issue, a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a revolver, a two-year-old child shouldn't be able to pull the trigger. Even if the hammer's cocked, that would be a monumental feat. But now, with a semi-automatic handgun, if there's one in the round in the chamber, which it shouldn't be, then that could happen if the safety's off. But if a person's carrying a semi-automatic pistol, they shouldn't have one in the chamber.
Right.
So that was irresponsibility, in my opinion.
In terms of guns manufactured, does every gun manufacturer have a safety on it?
As far as I know, that's correct. I mean, I've done deer hunting, and they all have safeties on their rifles.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they should have safeties if they're a manufactured gun by a reputable dealer.
All right, well, we all know that that may not always be the case when somebody's trying to find a gun. But I'm just wondering, in general, if you can make a gun. I suppose you can make a 3D gun in one of those printers and it doesn't have a safety. But in general, most guns that are for sale, whether legally or illegally, I mean, if they're illegally for sale, it's because somebody's trying to hide something. That doesn't mean they aren't manufactured by some major manufacturer. That was the question that I had. All right. You've helped, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
nice,
you. Bye-bye.
Nice to hear from you. Yeah, bye-bye. 888-302-3684. Yeah. Well, he knows the answer. I don't know the answer. You don't know the answer. Kenny doesn't know the answer. So let's find somebody who knows the answer. Help everybody out. All right? So there. That's that. So that's that family is forever affected. That boy's going to grow up without a mother. What do you think that kid's going to think as he gets old enough? He's not going to know at two where his mother is. By the time he's four or five, he will.
There's always going to be stigma around him as he grows up.
Oh! Horrible!
And
what a shame.
How does his family look at him? You know, I mean, it takes a lot to go, okay, yeah, he's just a kid. Yeah, it was just an accident, but catastrophic.
Yeah. So what could be different? That's the what-if part of this, Jen. What could have been different here that would have involved common sense? And it's just horrifying. Now, see, that's the point that I'm making with the reference to what has affected you. That story doesn't affect anybody directly except the family, folks that are close to it. However, it could have ramifications as people think about what I've said here with regard to using the guns and having them safely on your person. Right? There's a lesson learned from that. Lives changed forever this past year. How has your life been changed by the events in it? I believe that's more important than a lot of these other things that may be on the front burner. Yes? 888-302-3684. All right. I'm sure we're going to get a little more input on the gun stuff. Mike's in Georgia. Hi, welcome. So the story with guns, you say not all guns have safeties?
No, you were talking about reputable companies and stuff. The gun that I carry, if I carry a pistol, is a Ruger LCP, which is a small 380 semi-automatic, and it has no safety on it. Of course, the other gentlemen said revolvers have no safeties, but in this case, I think, like you've already said, it's basically recklessness, and as the other gentleman said, having a bullet in the chamber, you know, made all the difference for this lady and cost her life. So.
Yeah. All right, here's hold on a second, Mike. Giovanni is in Tucson. You agree with Mike, Giovanni?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, that's the pistol I'm carrying right now. It's a Ruger 380. It does not have a safety on it. And I know Ruger's not the only one, but I know that not every weapon out there needs a safety. I bought mine on a military installation, so you know it's a legit legit manufacturer or vendor.
Let me ask the two of you this. Why would you not buy a gun that had a safety? Wouldn't that be safer for you and the people around you? Why would you have a gun that does not have a safety?
For me personally, it's the area I live in. It's the way I see it. The safety for this gun is you don't put one in the chamber. A lot of what I believe in is you got not to be ignorant in the weapon you have. Educate yourself and know that putting one in the chamber runs a risk for everybody.
So this is just a legitimate question because I don't know this. So you think it's quicker to load your gun if you need it than it is to have a safety on an already loaded weapon?
Well, you have it loaded, but you just have to move a bullet to the chamber
right,
from the magazine.
Move it forward.
It takes a second.
All right. Have either of you ever used your weapon, Mike, Giovanni?
I've used it to go shooting on the range.
On the range. Okay, Mike?
Yeah, no. I've shoot a lot of different things. I've got a lot of different guns, but thank goodness I've never had to shoot at anyone, and I hope I never do.
Me too. All right, gents, thanks for the call and thanks for the input. Appreciate the help. 19 after on Good Day.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, not on my watch.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer's really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. Guns80.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Okay.
What can I do for you, Rod? You just tell me, what can I do for you?
It's a very personal, very important thing. Tell. It's a family matter.
Are you ready, Jim?
I'm ready.
Want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Here it is. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
She's got a secret gun.
From the movie Jerry Maguire, you got that already without hearing the music from The Boss. This was in Jerry Maguire's Secret Garden. Reason that we are touting the movie is because Cuba Gooding Jr. is 47 today.
I am a valuable commodity. I go across the middle. I see a dude coming at me, trying to kill me. I tell myself, get killed. Catch the ball. Booyah. Touchdown. I make miracles happen.
Booyah.
My mom taught, and that was her first year of teaching, was teaching Cuba.
So
she'll flip her lid that he's 47.
What's happened to him? He hadn't seen him be around.
Oh, he's got, he's going to be OJ in a new miniseries.
Oh, that's right, too, in a TV thing. Yeah.
He did, you know, he kind of, about 8 or 10 years of Disney movies when he did those dogs.
Well, that was the problem. Is he here was the issue. Is after he won the Oscar, he signed a deal with Disney, and he couldn't get out of it. And it was a bad mistake because they put him in a bunch of, like, snow dogs. And
right.
Okay. Right. He's an ABC's of me, baby.
ABC's of me, baby.
All right, let's get to some of the movie news. Trucker is off till Monday. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Richie and Kenny and Jennifer, looking at movie news. South Korean activists are planning to drop copies of The Interview into North Korea, according to a story that we have at DougSteffen.com. Is there anything more to that? Okay, what else is there? Drop copies of The Interview and see. But do people have those devices, though?
No.
Like a DVD player?
Do you think Kim Jong Ding Dong downloaded it and watched it this weekend?
Yeah, I would think he would have.
I would think he would have,
really?
Too.
Yeah. Probably.
Most North Koreans don't have DVD players or computers. So.
Yeah, so why bother?
Yeah, but Kim Jong Ding Dong does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Well, but he could have gotten it. He didn't need the South Koreans to drop these all over the place.
Oh, he had a copy of it before it was released.
Of course
he hacked it, right?
Right. Yeah.
He was
going
to hack Sony.
I'm not sure about that. All right, other items of interest here in the new film department. I think The Interview is an old story, right? Isn't it gonzo, passé?
Yes.
We got all that stuff.
That's the
So I went to the movies to see The Unbroken, a movie that was directed by Angelina Jolie. A couple of, I think there was nobody in the movie that anybody knew, as far as stars are concerned. Maybe there'll be a couple of stars made from it. It's a tough story. I don't know that it's violent, but it's serious. Excuse me. Tells you the story of what the Japanese were really like. One of the reasons a lot of people, especially older Americans, that would be in the American veterans groups, Richie, they despise the Japanese today.
The ISIS guys look at those guys and go,
right.
Wow.
Yeah, no, they were horrible. They were just, I admit to having a bias against Japanese people because of what they did in World War
II. I don't connect Japanese people to those people.
Well, Japan, maybe. Yeah, but they aren't because they're two generations removed.
Right.
But still.
Even the Germans.
There's a new film also. I saw the preview for Selma while being in the theater yesterday, and so I was interested. Apparently, a lot of great reviews so far and award buzz for the depiction of the maneuvering surrounding the protests in Selma in 1965. Dr. King contending with racist authorities. Boy, does it make, from the trailer anyway, Governor Wallace, we all know how bad he was. But also depicts Lyndon Johnson as being a laggard on black voting rights, opposed the marches behind the scene, unleashed the Federal Bureau of Investigation trying to stop King through J. Edgar Hoover. And so he doesn't come across well. The movie, I think, will be something that a lot of people want to see because it has a depiction of something that really is not well told. The story is not well told by the history books. So it'd be interesting to see where all of that goes.
The receiver, with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay-Zone. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk. The sun is shining down.
We're gonna love listening to Dr. Jack Stockwell in a matter of moments. The conspiracy of all medical conspiracies outed here on the Good Day program. We got lots of guts, we do, to present you with information that nobody else dares to present to you. We've got it first, fast, and factual on the DSBS program. The Jennifer Horn presence is here.
Yes.
Richard McFadden presence is here.
See.
Ken Kessler presence is here.
Yep.
All right, let's get into the big important story from England today. Everybody in England is talking about the campaign to prove that Shakespeare didn't exist.
Oh, my gosh. My mom is, like, screaming right now.
Greatest ongoing investigation in literary history.
How could that be?
Caused entirely by Shakespeare's thoughtlessness. He left no paper trail, damn him. No single poem, no letter, no play has ever been found written by him in his own hand. 6 shaky signatures. He will mention no books, plays, or anything else.
Of course they're shaky. His name's Shakespeare.
Well, see. How come nobody else figured that out, Jennifer?
Because I am a scientist, obviously.
Uh-huh. Documents relating to his life are all of a legal nature. Nobody ever recognized Shakespeare as a writer during his lifetime. And when he died, nobody seemed to notice that he was dead.
You know, there's a theory that Shakespeare was a woman.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new book that's out. You can read the story at DougStefan.com. Fanning the Flames of His Fortune or Not. Saying Shakespeare, far from being the most colossal literary genius of all time, was a Midlands nobody who could barely write his own name. I've been to Shakespeare's house. I remember saying,
me too. My mom,
if only the walls could whisper. Mm-hmm. What sort of story?
And Anne Hathaway, his girl.
All right, so some people think Shakespeare was a front man or a pseudonym for some highly educated, well-traveled courtier.
There's many books written about
who
that.
Who preferred to keep his identity secret. So what story do you believe? And why do you care? What
difference
does it
make? Mom and ask her. That would actually be good because, you know, she has a master's degree in Shakespearean studies.
Really?
She does. She lived in Stratford
for a year. Does she think he was fake?
I don't know. Let's call her and ask her.
Well, go ahead. Call her up.
Call her.
You ready?
All right, meanwhile,
put her right on the air, Jen.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
All right, okay. So you you calling her now?
Yeah, we're just doing it. Let's just do it.
Okay, let's get to the bottom.
She said, I mean, really, like if there was an expert, she wrote Cliff Notes for Shakespeare.
Really? So she's helped all these kids cheat on their Shakespeare exams all these years?
Yes.
It was her?
She wrote the commentary.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Don't
good
cuss.
Morning.
Please don't cuss because you really
good
are
morning.
On the air. Say hi to
morning.
Doug and Rich yeah. and Ken. And
good
I just
morning,
had to,
everyone.
I just had to call you in as our Shakespearean expert on the show because tell her the story, Dougie.
All right. Well, there is a book that's been released. You may have already heard about it, Mom. The story of Shakespeare debunked, in essence. The story in this book suggests that he was a nobody. He wasn't a literary genius. That actually this was a pseudonym that somebody took, some highly educated, well-traveled writer who didn't want anybody to know it was him who wrote all this great stuff.
So, remember, don't cuss, Mom.
These books have been coming out for years, though.
Right. There have been a lot of stories like this. So you're the Shakespeare expert on the Good Day program. What sayest thou?
Well, I think for one thing, it's very arrogant to think that someone at that time period who didn't have the education, as someone, say, as the Earl of Oxford, who is someone who is usually penned as the person who might have written Shakespeare,
mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of arrogant to say that Shakespeare wasn't a reader or smart enough to be able to have the imagination to write these plays. Also, there is some evidence, I mean, literal hard evidence that Shakespeare was in England at the time, that he was in Stratford, that he was in London, that he was a member of these playhouses to which he is attached, and that he was writing at least sonnets, if not less, if not the plays. But there's really no evidence he didn't write them. So
it's not Edward de Vere?
No.
Mm-hmm.
And Edward de Vere is the Earl of Oxford.
Earl of Oxford, right. Have you heard
right.
the story about the controversy between the Earl of Sandwich and the Duke of Shrewsbury? Do you know that story?
No, I do not.
You don't know that? Oh, my God, how can you be a Shakespearean expert and not know about the conflict between the Earl of Sandwich and the Lord of Shrewsbury? You're familiar with what a sandwich is, are you not?
Of course.
Okay. So did you know, in all of your Shakespearean and English studies, that in fact it was not the Lord of Sandwich who invented the this object that we put two pieces of bread together and something between it? Is not a sandwich at all. It was originally concocted by the Earl of Shrewsbury. So for all these years, for all these centuries, we've been telling people that it was a sandwich when in fact it's a Shrewsbury. How do we...
You should write a book about that, Mom.
Account for
retirement's
this.
Coming. That's
yeah.
the actual story. You can write the true story of the sandwich.
That's it. I want you to...
I think that's been done.
Really? Oh.
Love you, Mommy. This that's is my mom, Diana funny. Sweeney, everybody. Yay.
Nice.
Aren't you glad you answered the phone this morning?
Thanks, Diana.
That'll teach you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
take
you.
Care. Bye. All right, so
don't you like that I actually have to tell my mom four times don't cuss? So then you guys wonder where I get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom, don't cuss, really.
All right. No cussing. All right, so that takes care of that. Where's Jack? Is he hooked up, Richie? I want him to...
Hey, Jack, you there?
He's there. Alive and well.
All right, now, Jack, I want you to weigh in on this controversy of the Lord of Sandwich versus the Earl of Shrewsbury. Did you realize that it was not a sandwich at all that you had yesterday? It was a Shrewsbury?
No, I haven't. I haven't had a Shrewsbury for as long as I can possibly remember.
Really?
But I probably will run out for lunch today and get an organic Shrewsbury.
Okay. So when you ask the waiter, are we going to go to that place that you always take me to in the mall?
Yes,
I have said. Okay. So when you go there, tell that kid that has the mustache that you want a Shrewsbury. I want a picture of his face because he's not that bright anyway, right? So when you...
He's actually a local university student trying to make money on the side.
Oh, okay.
Keep
right.
those students...
Throw stones
down.
At him, Doug. Maybe
he's yes. be smarter
the
than
poor kid
that.
Trying to earn
I'm going to be a lot nicer to him than you were to Jen's mother, I'll tell you that.
I know,
oh,
right?
Come on. We weren't bad to her.
She was very pleasant. She's a lovely lady.
That's why we never call my parents on the air, because
yeah,
I know what
right.
they're going
to
get.
Well, we can't get to your father.
I'm not getting you my father's phone number.
Yeah. And she sounds kind of smart, which is fun.
Your mother does sound smart.
I know. It's like, where did I come from?
Yeah.
That's why Doug went to the sandwich conversation. He didn't want to look bad with the Shakespeare stuff.
Yeah. I was done with Shakespeare. It's time for the sandwich conversation.
That's right.
All right. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has just amazing things in the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. He and his wife, what does CGP stand for after her name, by the way?
Certified GAPS practitioner.
What is a GAP practitioner?
The GAPS diet. Come on,
yes.
Buddy.
Oh, the GAPS diet.
She just got back from presenting two case studies before the developer of GAPS, Dr. Natasha McBride from Cambridge, England, herself. She invited Mary to come and present case studies.
All right, so then the real question.
Can we call my mom back?
Let's call Mary. Yes. I want to know for, now Mary is quite a bit younger than you are, and I want to know whether you married her because of her knowledge or because you really loved her because she was really something special.
Well, loved her because she was really something special.
Really?
Was
number
one. Right.
Number two.
Yeah.
She's
incredible. She's a lot smarter than you are,
Mary.
You know that,
knowledge.
Right?
Oh, my goodness, I'm alive today because of her.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to get that straight. Whenever I go to Jack's office, I'm much happier to sit with Mary and have her do that, whatever that thing that she does, so that you can figure out what's going on with my liver. I always want to know that. It's important. The Forbidden Doctor newsletter, though, seriously, it is really packed full of important information you won't find.
The latest one just came out.
Yep, right. All right, so you can sign up for it at jackstockwell.com. All right, so Jack's going to go through. So I said that Jack's always wanted to know what I want to talk about. So I sent him an email an hour ago, and I said, okay, we're going to talk about the big news of 2014. So he sends me back an email. What? You don't want to talk about the CDC admitting the flu vaccine is worthless? That the CDC is closely monitoring Ebola cases in America and they don't admit it? What was the big story? I don't care what the number one. I want you to tell us what the number one story is. I didn't
number
tell you
one,
what was the big story.
Number one story, Dr. Dennis Goodman is a professor of medicine at NYU.
Yeah.
I'm going to quote. It's just two sentences. You need a balance of all kinds of fats, even saturated, from whole food sources.
Really?
The best sources of saturated fat includes eggs from pasture-raised chickens, grass-fed beef and dairy, including butter.
Right. Let's hear
that's
butter.
The best. They
no
finally
margarine?
Admitted it. It
no.
Oh, no. You get rid of that stuff. You,
okay.
You know, it's
like it's
that's,
PVC, but they make pipe
well,
from
that's it.
The same stuff that margarine is made.
And it's the reason why Napoleon succumbed at Waterloo. It's why he couldn't
really?
Conquer Moscow.
Really?
It's because he got his chemists to develop something that they could slather on
and
bread.
For all this time, I thought it was because he had lint in his navel and he lost.
No.
Good
it's
God.
His chemists developed margarine. They didn't call it margarine, but they tried to imitate butter because they couldn't keep butter in freezing conditions and to utilize it. So they created margarine, and that's what destroyed Napoleon's army and Waterloo.
Where
arteries
you
were clogged.
Meet your Waterloo.
There you go.
Clogged arteries caused Waterloo. All right, that's
the best news.
Wait a minute. Can you hold on for a second? We have to do a couple of commercials.
Well, I'm excited.
It's Jack Gone Wild. Wow.
I'm excited.
All right. Instead of Girls Gone Wild, we got Jack Gone Wild. 15
yeah.
before the hour.
What a sight.
It is something to behold. Stand by. This is Good Day.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance, which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers' markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, not on my watch.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
13 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Bringer. All right, so Jack. The big story of the year is from your
perspective. Fats are okay.
Fats are okay.
It was even on the front page of one of the Time magazine issues about 2 or 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
What we told you was all wrong is what it says right across
really?
The front of the page.
They're better than
sure?
okay, right?
What we told you was all wrong, signed Barack Obama. Barack Obama's health care law will double for millions of you. The cost of insurance, the cost of health care insurance next year when you get your premium will be about half again what you're paying now. So that'll have, you have that to look forward to. That'll be the big story of 2015. All right, so now resolutions. Let's talk about practical resolutions that you think people can actually keep, or what should they keep in mind? Because always dietary things, health things, they're always, always, always in the list of things that people resolve to be better about in the next year.
Yeah, and they always take too much to start with. I mean, they always make unrealistic resolutions that will last, an hour or two until somebody shows up with a whole box of chocolates.
Right.
So what you do is you just, the resolutions, and these are my resolutions,
mm-hmm.
all carbs are to stay under 60 grams a day. So
what would that equal? Let's take a break. Okay, how much is 60 grams?
Well, you figure a slice of white bread's about 18 to 20, depending on how thick
it is. So 3 slices of bread.
3 slices of white bread.
Or some kind of pasta.
A quarter cup yeah. of pasta or something like that.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot more fats. Yep. A lot more fats in the sense of cream, cheese, things like that. Number two, scented products have got to be thrown away.
What's an example of a scented?
Anything that says fragrance on the package.
Why?
These are almost always what are known as phthalates.
Phthalates.
Yes, PTH. And they are endocrine disruptors.
Really?
They cause low sperm count.
Does that go for colognes and aftershave?
Absolutely.
And stuff? Really?
If it says fragrance, that's a cover word.
All right, get rid of all that stuff. All right, number three.
Keep all your ambient temperatures, you're in the wintertime, between 60 and 65. It stimulates the brown fat mitochondria to burn more fat.
All right, keep your temperatures in the house, 60 to 65, workplace as well. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, jackstockwell.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
Those of you who are big into travel, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com, who is oft quoted in the big national news media about travel, the story of United Airlines suing this 22-year-old who found the same way to get people cheap fares that you found 25 years ago.
No, this started in 1982.
Something that is, it's not often used today for whatever the reason, but this guy went back to using it. And so United, in an attempt to further discourage people from using their airline, so they're suing this guy. And will you tell us the background there? Also, I guess Orbitz is involved in suing him as well. What's the story with him, what he's doing, and why are they suing him, and where will that suit go?
Well, I was always told you were circumventing the system. Now United's come up with a new word saying, well, when you do a hidden city, you don't get on the airplane. It messes up our weight loads.
Listen and to this for stupidity,
you know, Yeah, I'm saying, you know, one body is going to mess up their whole weight load. Sort of like this lady who was kicked off the United plane the other day because she moved from one seat to the other. I think what happened is she went to one of those premium seats and they went ballistic because she tried to sit in something for free, where she should have been paying 40 or 50 bucks, and they kicked her off the airplane. So, and again, they said it was weight and balances of the airplane. So, I don't know. It comes down to the thing. You have to remember, probably before I started printing them in 82, they were called Point Beyond by the Civil Aeronautics back in the 70s. And it was a perfectly legal airfare. You would call the airline up, and they would say, I want to go from New York to Dallas. What's your point beyond airfare? And they'd say New Orleans. So you would buy a ticket to New Orleans legally, but you would get off at B, which is the connection through Dallas, and therefore you had a point beyond. We decided to call them Hidden Cities back in 82 after the Civil and Aeronautics, when I even started printing them. I went to the Department of Transportation. I went to the Department of Justice, and they said they were perfectly legal. Mm-hmm. The United says they violate their rules.
So if you were to give people an example of how it might work today,
well,
let's say you were going to Santa Barbara, and the fare to Santa Barbara was less than the fare to Los Angeles. So you fly, you got to make sure you only buy a one-way ticket, though. That's the catch, right?
I think the easiest way is where we found the most success were in hubs, sort of like Chicago or Dallas or Atlanta, Cincinnati. You know, the Cincinnati's and the St. Louis's aren't as good as they are. It used to be, but they're there, okay? And so an airfare between L.A., and you really have to look at it. I mean, there was probably more available today than ever before. So if you look at a round trip, the one-way airfare between New York and Dallas, that with no advance purchase, it could be $700 or $800.
Yep.
And then if you look at Austin or another market where it has to be more competitive, we may see that one-way fare to be $200.
Mm-hmm.
If the person buys an airfare on American, they make a connection to Dallas, they now get the fare for $200. They simply have to get off the plane in Dallas just
and disappear.
Remember.
That's
you
all.
You cannot check bags because your bag will go to Austin.
Right.
So you can live with those terms. Now, remember, if you're a frequent flyer, you got to look at the fact that it's $500 worth putting your frequent flyer number in there. Because if you put your frequent flyer number in there and they start seeing all these tickets of the deadhead in Dallas and you got tickets going to Austin or San Antonio or New Orleans or all over the country, they may come back and they have the right to, you know, kick you out of their frequent flyer program.
Uh-huh. Well, but again, it may be worth it. It depends on what you want. We never, the frequent flyer program, that was when I was flying Delta a lot to when I was working in Cincinnati. And what did we would get on, I forget how there was always some.
When we started back in the 80s, remember, the technology is not there today. I mean, people were buying round-trip tickets, and they were using the beginnings.
Yeah.
And they would just get on the midway point and say, yippee-yi-yay, I just saved myself, you know, $1,200. And that was the end of it. But I would say today, you know, if I had an offshore location, I would probably rethink the whole idea again. So I wouldn't have to worry about it. I'd probably go where these Russians and the Chinese are hanging out. And mm-hmm. I'd publish them there, okay, because where there's no extradition.
Okay. All right. That's a hint. A word to the wise is fish, and maybe something that you look at if you're traveling and you're not a frequent traveler and you want to save some money. It's a way of doing it that's legit. I wouldn't pass along to you. Tom wouldn't have it if it wasn't legit. They just don't like you catching them at their own game. Tom Parsons with the best fares for you as you're traveling. Bestfares.com. 59 after on Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.